The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, your levels are good. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
What's been going on? Hey, we were just talking about how you're going to China this fall.
Mm-hmm. Going to China. Shanghai, baby. Beijing. Gonna do some touring. Gonna meet with the Chinese Minister of Education, apparently.
Quick, who is it?
No idea. Do you know?
Lee? I think it's Lee.
Let's go. Lee? How many Chinese people are named Lee? Is that just a shot in the dark?
Yes, exactly. Is that politically incorrect?
I think. Oh, I think sorry. Just a little bit.
Really?
Yosemite. All right.
Really?
It's like saying Smith. I mean, that's not politically incorrect to say Smith. Oh, you're going to England. Maybe the guy's named Smith. All right. Well, maybe not. You know, the amazing thing is China, you know, Checker is a true China hater, and
yes,
he is allowing Amber to go and paying for it.
This is true.
Nice.
Open-minded. He's
nice.
Opening his mind.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of Smith, if you remember on Sex and the City, Kim Cattrall's that boyfriend, the actor, was Smith Jared.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
First name Smith.
A random thought.
But first name Smith. You don't get that all the time.
Okay. So, Amber, what are we talking about today?
Shoo. All right. So we've got the latest iteration out of NCES that compares state proficiency standards a la cut scores in 2007 to those on NAEP. We've had this report many times, but here we go again.
Oh, good.
No good news here again. Only one state set their proficiency cut score for eighth grade reading at the proficiency level on NAEP. Who do you think it is?
Massachusetts.
I'm going to go Oklahoma.
South Carolina. None at grade four in grade eight math. South Carolina and Massachusetts both set their proficiency rates at NAEP proficient level, and just Massachusetts at grade four. So 35 states cut scores in 2007 are set at the dismal below basic NAEP standard. That number was slightly better at 22 in 2005. That said, let's throw them a bone here. Some of the states did make changes to their testing systems between 07 and 09. And some did move to more rigorous proficiency standards, but not all. Tennessee, Mississippi, and Rick's Oklahoma are some of the states that consistently have low NAEP score equivalents across grades, across subjects. Finally, the rigor of state standards, this was kind of interesting, is not always associated with higher performance on NAEP. The relationship tends to hold more at grade four reading and math than at grade eight reading and math. Still in all, yet another report that says states are setting low standards for proficiency, something to ponder as states gear up for Common Core, and a question as to what these Common Core cut scores are going to look like eventually.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. So this really follows on the groundbreaking study.
Groundbreaking,
that Amber
people.
Led, several years ago, the Proficiency Illusion by the Thomas B. Fordham Institute.
Which I think followed on the groundbreaking work by Peterson and Hess, which pointed this out in EdNext. And these have all found
in a much less sophisticated way.
Yes. But these have all found exactly the same things, no matter how sophisticated.
Yes. This is true. No, and it is interesting that we've got a number of states that did raise their standards somewhat. And you know, you look at that and you kind of puzzle about it. What might have caused that?
But, you know, the other thing is interesting is you look at the vast majority of states are way below a proficient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when we start thinking about what happens in free countries when we have common standards and common cutoffs, the vast majority will frequently predominate, which does raise really good, hard questions for Common Core supporters.
You know, I think, look, there was a NAEP study a few years ago where they tried to estimate what the sort of college and career readiness level would be on NAEP, and it was somewhere between basic and proficient. Mm. So, you know, I think you can make the case that proficient is a very high bar. It's aspirational. It's probably more than you need to succeed in college. And so, you know, if Common Core comes out with something between basic and proficient, hopefully closer to proficient, that's going to be a high bar. And what it means is that, the results...
This is a voluntary state-led effort. Those states, a majority of them, once they're using this thing, might very well start to suggest that a reasonable level is slightly lower than it is.
Because if they don't, these test score results are going to be
in the
much
gutter.
More dismal than they are today.
And that process tends to follow a familiar pattern.
We shall see.
We don't like to look badly, do we, if we're a state?
But again, Rick, it can't get much worse.
Really?
Well,
famous
words.
I'm not going to back you on that one, Mike.
It could get worse, but I don't think it's likely. Okay. What's the song, Amber?
All right, well, I hear Rick suggested this one. Since this is a sad, sad state of affairs regarding proficiency levels, we have Sad Songs Say So Much by Elton John.
Sir Elton.
Is the